sadhana bhakti is complete, because it has elements for the body, for the senses, for the mind, for the intelligence, for the ego, like that, and then the essential for the consciousness. So everything's taken care of. So if you follow the system, it works. But one needs to follow the system. So generally what happens is we follow part of the system, like that. So then what do you do? Devotees don't want to follow the Vedic designations, but they'll follow the Western. You can't get around it. You can't get around it. That's the thing. Until you're liberated, you can't get around it. But from the point of Ruchi, then these gross ones start to become not so very important, like that. Even from Nishtha it starts to. It's not so important. Though it's there by habit. But consciously, that's not your endeavor. Though you'll probably find that in so many situations, you will still act as someone who has that particular kinds of ego by habit. But from Ruchi, then that even that starts to go down very seriously.
When you speak about rationalization, I thought you become too intelligent. And that was, I mean, rascal.
Because they're just trying to enjoy the intelligence. That's why. See, there's an unwritten or unspoken law amongst academics is that you cannot... Someone can be expert in any field, any philosophy, any discipline, it doesn't matter. And two academics can sit down in a very critical way, look at it. You know, and look at it and discuss and come up with so many things, free from seemingly ego, just a very open discussion. You have your thing, the person other doesn't like it, bashes it in so many ways, you bash it yourself. That's the thing. Because you're not supposed to actually believe it. Because if you believe it, that means then you have to follow it through the conclusion. And if you have conclusion, then the whole process is finished. You know? Then the academics would actually have to do something. They wouldn't just be able to sit around and do nothing. They get paid for it. You know? They would actually have to do something. So let's say our devotees. They're devotees and they have a philosophy and all that. But you can't preach that to academics. As an academic. As a person you can. Personally they want to hear and they're interested. But as an academic, in an academic circle, you cannot preach. It's forbidden. It's against the rules of academics. Because there is no conclusion. And as soon as you're saying it's like this and that, everybody's disturbed. It does not fit into the academic scene. Therefore, the academic scene is not a strong teaching field in itself. It gives an opening to meet academics who you could teach to personally. It's slow. That's why Prabhupada just, cut through it. He just didn't bother. And by cutting through it, he probably got more academics by then by teaching inside the field. And Satyaraj just goes in there and just, with a battle axe. No, not Satyaraj. I mean, he with the son, who is it? Is it Satyaraj?
No, Richard Thompson.
Yeah. Forbidden archaeology.
That's
Dhrita Karma? Dhrita Karma and also. Is it Satyaraj? No, Satyaraj is the journalist. He's the academic.
But he hangs out with his
scholar. Yeah. So in this way, then he made it. It's slow, but it works. I mean, it's beneficial because if they like you and feel you're bona fide, then they don't bother you. And if other people come up with all kinds of this and that, they say, no, they're all right guys. Sataputta. He just goes in and lays waste. And he actually has more standing than the other part of the BI who is very, very careful. Like that. They may be stronger within the academic field. But how many are becoming devotees? The Sataputta is strong outside the field, or academics in other disciplines, like that, because they just are bold. They just say whatever they say. They don't care. So that in this way, he's the head of sometime back the head in the West Coast. He was the authority on all these things of extraterrestrial beings and subtle things like that, because they say and they can relate with it. So
an architecture can't preach to.
It's another thing. Another tattva. Like that. Somebody gave me a comic book. It was all about lawyers. And
title was Dead Lawyers and Other Such Pleasant Thoughts. You know, the whole thing was just on bashing lawyers. So, since, yeah, they're in another tattoo. That's tough. But if you get them to be devotees, then they're very good.
Because
they can go in and just...
Because they're trying to convince others?
Yeah, yeah. They just go in and take everything, you know. As long as they really want to know what's the Vedic, then they're good. But if they get conditioned by other things, then it'll be difficult for them. Because then they'll figure they're really intelligent.
Kids, teachers, sometimes physicians...
They're difficult. But if you can, main thing is you have to get them to identify as a devotee, then it works. Like you see in Chopati, they do that. So you have all the people, they're basically all professionals. Professionals or industrialists. You know, people who are generally, by nature, are very proud because they run the world. They're the ones that actually make this place run. You know? So, but because they're devotees, then it's very nice. You know, the ego you see is very, very light. It's very, and because of their good culture, it doesn't come out. You won't notice it. It's subtle. You have to go inside to find it. You know, and it's subtle. So it's very good, and they expand and they're very influential. Very good. Very good. Yeah, before all so many devotees went to go to Roth, and then now I guess
they're bringing back to the temple. They're bringing the complete set, just continue to leave like
Yeah, that's far. They're doing a Ratha Yatra from Kurukshetra
to Vrindavan. 1 month.
So it's like the original Ratha Yatra.
It's going to start November 30th. And land up to December 31st. The whole route is already.
Yeah, it's pretty far. Right?
Yeah. Haryana is a tough place to go through. We'll see what happens.
No point was Satyaraj. It was about. The point was about Sariputta. Yeah, he mentioned Satyaraj, and so I was saying that Sariputta would be a better example. Is that he's in the academic field, but he doesn't care for academic ethics. So because of that, then he's successful as a preacher. Though the academics may or may not like him, they probably divide those who like him and those who hate him. While the BI, then they'll probably be appreciated by all academics, and some will like more and want to inquire more. You know, but outside the academic field, they have no pull. You know, but Sariputta has big pull outside the academic. You know, in the intellectual circles, and that. But you know, kind of as a rogue academic. You know. Yeah. These are all the different dresses?
Some of them.
This is Narendra. That's Narendra is inside Gundicha? Or it's a separate?
Very close.
Very close.
Yeah.
So while he's in Gundicha, then he goes here? No.
No. But I think more because I like this because it reminds me of
Baba Bhutpa. Oh, okay. Because he went and sat here.
And also the Jagannath Basha Gardens where Baba Bhutpa stays during.
Wow. Nice.
I just finished seeing this in Kolkata. I took my copy
of it. Oh, okay.
It's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, this month there's 5 months of Vrata.
Pardon?
There's 5 months of Vrata because of the Purushottam.
Yeah.
And they're all right together. So that's very nice.
It's starting to be huge.
Yeah. So you'll be here all the way till the end of November?
Yeah,
I'll be here. I think the last day of
exams
are
30th of November. I have to mark things.
So. Oh, okay. So you'll be here through the whole Chaturmas. And the Ratha was nice? All the devotees and everything? Oh, that's good.
There's a lot of rain. But actually, it was Devanath didn't go into the vision when I was there.
Uh-huh.
I think he really liked our kitchen. So the second day, he only made it sort of just past Gaudiya Math when Bhaktisiddhanta was born. He only made it that far on the first day. And then the second day, we really lost interest in seeing this kind of people. So just like in this kind of nature.
Second day. So we're just us in the Akirtan.
It was just basically us. It's about 2,500 of us.
Nice. Radhanath Maharaj came?
He was giving 4 hours. There was a student.
That was one of the things I was also worried about. Physically, I can't keep up with that.
I think also just in terms of the weather this year, it was pretty hot. I was in Wentworth for 12 hours on the first day. I had to take a little cold to get rid of the
things.
I don't know if I can do it tomorrow.
That's been the only reason for not going more often to Bombay.
Yeah.
It's just their sadhana is so heavy. And they're so fired up that they always invite you. You know, it's just like the style of serving. You're already full and don't want any more, but they keep offering. You know, so in the same way as you tell them I can only attend, you know, morning program or evening program, and not both, but they'll still come every day and offer if you want to do. You know, so like that's generally why I stay away. It's because physically I can't keep up with it.
I think the bodies have been very angry for a long time, and I think it's makes us strong. I think I can probably answer for a couple of years. I want to get out as much as I can.
That's good. I mean, I'd like to go, but main thing is just to work out that they accept. You know, we can establish some ground rules.
I'm lucky because I'm going to sannyas school, so I get away with a bit more.
Yeah, you can stand aside. But with me, it's just that, you know, we already told them, okay. You know, they said because of all the Swamis didn't show up. They didn't show up, so we had to give all the classes. And they said, okay, we can do that, but when you go out on your Shobha Yatra that evening, that night Shobha Yatra, we're not going. Like that, because you want us to then give the next day class, and then like this, and just physically we can't do it. We're already staying up that night before to give the class that someone else is supposed to give. So then that next evening, they all came in the room. Shobha Yatra, are you coming? No, but it would be very nice, and the devotees are waiting for you, and it's like that. It's the same. We discussed this morning and all that, you know? It's like that, because they sent someone else, or this or that. And then you feel bad that you're telling them no, and all the devotees are always not coming, and why he's not coming. But they don't put two and two together that the reason that Maharaj wasn't at Gaur Purnima, and also they had to disappear from the whole city, is because of this, the way they do it. You know, which is nice, you know, okay, 20 years ago was fine, but now he's a little old for that. You know?
I was thinking about that actually he's created a monster for himself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're fired up because he's inclusive like that.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
It's wonderful.
But they should just balance it, is that otherwise it's just not going to function. So that's why I haven't so much stayed around. That's just gets too much. You know, we can't relate to it. You know, slightly. Okay, you stay up at night. Okay, then I'll rest in the day. No, but we want you to do the class for the brahmacharis. Okay, then I'll rest in the morning. No, but we want you there to inspire us during the japa. You know, okay, then after the class. So no, but we want you to go out to somebody's house to eat. And it's kind of like, you know, somebody booked me a ticket this afternoon. You know, it's just, it can't.
Actually, the only one that was there was
I wanted to go. Then this opportunity for this musical that came up, and I figured I should take it.
Probably would have been too austere anyway for your health. It's
strange. I like to be with Radhanath.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's such an incredible intensity.
Yeah.
I don't think I could get too close to him.
Yeah, that's
right. I've had a few of them.
Yeah.
It's very inspiring to see.
Yeah. That's good.
He spoke very nicely for a couple of minutes, but it was a nice inspiration from Prabhupada's mood of speaking about it with him. Because I've come here to teach him, because I don't want to teach him because it's been taught. So what he said was nice.
That's good.
And the ecstasy of talking to him and stuff like that. It was nice.
That's good.
You're giving classes regularly?
seems to be. This Mataji over there seems to have broke the scene. I mean, and I don't know exactly fully what's happening on the music. Tomorrow, hopefully, it'll be worked out. But most likely, it'll just go, you know, for kind of as long as we do. 14th or 12th, it depends. Like that. He has to go on the 12th, so I was planning to go at that time. He has to leave for Calcutta. Then, because we both are going to the West. Like that. So then I was going to go down with him, but then I may stay here and go down on the 14th. But otherwise, then we're going through the introduction now. You were here for Shanae's class?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just managed to arrive on the video class.
Oh. You were sitting here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see.
I shouldn't be having it here.
Oh,
so
I see.
The place was a spare seat.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Oh, I see, because Narayan Mataji sits this side, and she sits that side.
Yeah, so that's...
Oh, so you stopped there on the way?
Yeah, I did there every time. It's such a nice meditation.
I heard that they're having to, because someone told me that UP became two states. Uttarakhand, and it's got a slightly different name. Uttarakhand and also I forget what the other name is. And that it goes from here all the way up Dehradun and Rishikesh, Hardwar, all those places. Whatever's within UP, all that goes into that other state. And then the rest of it is all, in other words, the northern. So because Rishikesh was their big tourist spot before, in UP, oh that's it, yeah, it was a big spot of UP, then they lost that to Uttarakhand, so Vrindavan is now within UP, so now they're dumping all the money that before they would have put over there into Vrindavan.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah, they're doing many things they do nice, they're cleaning up, and that some things are not as nice, or you know, putting the Parikram path has become like a puck of asphalt road instead of being a dirt path, but other than that, then most things are cleaning up and stuff. Looks like I'm getting a subtle idea this time.
I'm very happy to see you.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.